Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade Festive Specials. We ambitiously plan to film these in front of a live audience, but as with everything else in 2020, that didn't quite go to plan. Please bear with us as the audio quality is a little bit patchy at times. We had a lovely time all the same, and hopefully you will too. Welcome to Comedy Arcade, and it is the New Year special. Did we all have a nice year?
One of my favourite and living memory.
2020, how is your career going?
Hindsight.
I do this now. And
is this you rejigging your career into this?
Well, yeah, I chose a really good time to go into comedy. I thought, you know, PR's been doing me well. Yeah. Well paid, boring. Let's try something else.
Fair enough.
In 2020.
In 2020.
Hashtag my year. And here we are, live at the lovely Cavendish. I have three brilliant guests. One of them is sniggering as close to my ear as is socially distance appropriate, and it is Tom Tuck. How are you, Dandy Man Tom?
I'm very well, thank you.
How is your year?
Belting. I've got slightly better at the guitar.
Only slightly.
Only slightly.
Too busy, were you?
No. I just really shallow learning curve.
Title of his essay.
Oh, show me this.
Yes. I've got worse than other things.
For the people listening, everybody's doing a downward slope with their hands. And we're going to do this before a live audience, but then the rules change. So we just have John Robertson. Hello, John. Player four. It's weird that you're here this week, because last week you were on the Christmas episode and they were two different records, weren't they? So
my career has failed.
Hey, I'm pointing at Tom Tuck.
For those of you who don't know, that is called a callback in our industry.
Which doesn't often happen on podcasts.
Because people don't come back and listen a second time. Sakisa, guest number two, how was your 2020?
My 2020 was very good, actually.
It was, wasn't it?
It was amazing. I had a great year in 2020. I slept.
You were on telly?
I cared more about sleeping. I'm not going to lie. With the many things I do in life. I got some sleep done. I lost some weight. I started sewing, so everyone got tote bags as their Christmas
present. Are
those
two things related?
What the
did you give yourself surgery?
Just sewing, like, oh, what was the weight loss and surgery. I gave myself a gastric bypass.
You thought it was a canvas bag, it was made of human skin.
Yeah.
Spicy.
So, even though 2020 was a very difficult year, I was very blessed.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
One of the reasons, like I said, she was on telly and also she slept. One of those reasons is why she's booked and the other one is not relevant. Sakisa, I think it's
Yeah.
Is this the only reason why I was brought up for? It's because I was an ethnic minority on it.
Well-rested guests.
Yeah.
No, I'm an equal opportunity social climber. Thank you for raising the capital of this episode. Which enables me to have just the people that I like in personalities. Without further ado, Rich Wilson, how is your evening?
The shame. The shame.
You know, what really upset about this year is that it's, and this has been well documented by many people, is the fact that we've had a lot more time on our hands and I've achieved less. Like, I did less than I normally do.
Fewer.
Also a callback for the people that have listened to.
I achieved less than I normally would have.
When you say...
That makes fewer than I normally would have.
Yes, I know.
What would you, what would you have achieved?
Just being not sauce.
It's a very good joke.
Hashtag not sauce.
It's a very good joke.
What would you have achieved?
Right, not for COVID. What were you expecting for 2020?
It's all the things like, I just don't have time, And like, you've got time now. And like, I still didn't do anything. You know what I mean? That.
At the beginning of the year, I thought, you know what, as long as I'm not drinking alone, it's fine. But now I'm like, as long as I'm not drinking in bed. You're just changing mindset over the year. Because like, I like red wine, you know, havoc with the sheets.
Yeah, you've got to adapt to the climate. You've got to adapt.
That's it. Yeah,
Prosecco on the pillow. That's all right. Merlot, fuck.
Yeah. Just in the garden. Just, let's have it in the garden. Let's have it in the kitchen.
That's how fucked you know you are drinking when you're oh, this would go well with a really nice chair.
Yes, this spiced rum has an armchair written on it. Yes.
Or if you're pairing wine with cereals, that's another one. Yeah.
Like, or just even in the bath, have it in the bath.
Yeah. Oh, a mint julep.
Some cheese.
Yeah. Yes. A second shower, come on.
Yeah.
So, we are here to play a game, but it did turn into an episode of Loose Women there, which is lovely.
When do you get pissed?
Not in the Cavendish, because that's against the rules, unless you bought a substantial meal. Anyway, right.
Thank you for having me. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the wheel, even though these are predetermined, because I could only think of five, but just for continuity, we're going to spin the wheel.
I'm intrigued, actually. I would love to do a treatment show following you for a day. Like,
me?
Just for a day, Rich.
You don't want to follow me for a day.
No. I'm just intrigued.
Not when he doesn't know you're there.
Chair to the beanbag. Beanbag to the chair.
It's 5 p.m.
Merlot and a ham shandy.
And it's the first New Year ball, dry January.
It's not a thing anymore. Come on. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, have you got a view on trying January, Rich?
Have I ever done it?
Have you done it? Yeah.
No, God, no. No, life's harrowing. Awful. No, I haven't. I did Veganuary. We did that. We lasted 14 days. It was wonderful. I did enjoy myself.
Why did you stop at 14? Because that's not a whole month.
I had a burger. It's the fanciest burger I'd ever had. I mean, where is a fucking hat?
In my first year at university, I got challenged, like, bet you can't drink for, like, 6 days. Bet you can't. And the second day, I went into a pub and someone bought me a pint and I just forgot.
What is the difference when it's free? If it's free...
It was, but, like, I walked in, Chris... He was a notorious alcoholic. He had a drink named after him in that pub.
Oh, wow.
Greyfriars Bobby in Edinburgh, if you know it. Yeah. Used to be a good pub. Now it's not. But they had a drink called The Chris, which was a double vodka with a Smirnoff ice in it.
Oh, double vodka. Nice.
Anyway, I walked into the pub after a rehearsal for a play. Akeborn, since you ask. Bedroom fast since you inquired. And Chris just immediately bought me a pint. Nice man, nice man. Terrible, terrible human.
Mental sport.
Couldn't find a Venn diagram. And started drinking it, and I went, Oh no, Bryony's gonna find out. So I gave up drinking for a month just to prove a point.
Wow.
But I don't do it unless I'm trying to prove a point.
Did you tell Brian?
Bryony.
Bryony, sorry. Do you tell Brian?
Brian Eno, sorry. I didn't.
Did you tell the person who challenged you, basically?
So John Bryan and I so Emilio and Estevez. No.
The rhythm got you.
I love Paul Rattle.
Where
were we?
You did Dry January once, but you accidentally failed because you...
I failed, obviously, because it was October.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you another story about Chris, actually?
Go on, then.
He once drank an ashtray, and we had to point it out to him.
Oh.
He was just, you know, at a party, and what a glass had just been started to be used as an ashtray. And he just picked it up, and I had to say, Chris, you don't want to be doing that. What? Oh, God!
Well, actually, when I used to work behind the bar at this pub... At the Cavendish Arms. Love the pub. Been here for 12.
Time with Comedy Virgins.
Been here for 12 years. I used, at the end of the night, when we used to clean up behind the bar, you used to lock up by yourself. I would, if someone was left in the pub, I'd be like, do you want to drink the slop bucket? People would drink the slop bucket. People would drink the slop bucket. And there was shit. There was like, we threw everything in that bucket. It was... I think at one point I threw it into a glass and there was someone's plaster in it.
Oh,
the things people do.
Hepatitis yum.
Delicious.
But people aren't doing these things really for themselves, are they? They've got a thing that they just go, oh, I'm doing Dry January. So?
For the clout.
Yeah, it's all for the likes, isn't it?
And then the GoFundMe comes around and I'm like, fuck off. If you can't not drink for 30 days, you've got bigger problems. Yeah. I'm not funding this.
Also, you're clearly saving money.
Yeah, exactly.
Go fund yourself. Next question.
Absolutely get funded.
Go fund yourself. Yeah, I'm going to give you another point for that, Rich. It just took you a game to find form, doesn't it?
Really. Yeah. Last one.
Right, I'm going to, like I said, I'm just going to turn this for show. New Year's resolutions, anybody?
I mean, you didn't even take out the ball.
It's because they're all predetermined.
I mean, at least put it on for show.
No, because I'm not very good at using the ball, and sometimes they all just go all over the floor, and like...
What, just when here I did the or Twitch in real life?
Cat interview, it was... So yeah, it's not. This is just for the sound, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to edit this out so we can talk about this freely.
You know what you could do is record it, you know, with a mic on it, once. Editing.
Yeah. Do you know what though? Editing is a ball ache. That would be terrible. That would be a lot of extra admin for very little reward. When I can just do this.
There you go.
New Year's resolutions. Like we've not already talked about it.
I hate New Year's resolutions because you never keep them. There's no point to them.
It depends what they are.
Yeah, it's just a whole lot of bullets, isn't it?
I'm like 10:24 by 7:60.
What?
Oh.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade podcast.
Comedy Arcade.
Talk about resolutions.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this is what we're
exhausted. Yeah, exactly. No.
Hey, have you gigged recently? No, me neither. So fucking whine your necks in.
I cannot imagine why.
I will say I have gigged recently. Thank you very much.
Actually.
I have actually. Yeah.
You might want to take that joke about the resolutions. Audience should hear that. And I've got a boutique set of listeners, so
a boutique.
That's not going to get the.
Oh, this is for the four of you.
Yeah.
Is it a bad one?
That. No, it's anyway, literally tens. Literally tens of listeners.
Isn't there listeners in Asia or somewhere?
Oh yeah, I was charting on the iTunes comedy chart in Mexico last week. Thanks, Mexico guys. Yeah.
There we are.
I think she means gracias.
Oh, you're not going to recover from that bad resolution joke, Tom. It doesn't matter what you do. And I'm not even going to cut it out. I'm going to let that dinner just stand. We can all think about it.
Tumbleweed.
Do you know what? Like Tom said, rather than, you know, I could just edit in a tumbleweed sound. Yeah. That is an option available to me.
Laughter.
Girl.
I'm only sad because I didn't get a joke and I'm just annoyed. I'm just bitter and twisted. It was a great joke. I didn't get it.
He's bitter, twisted, but oh so cool.
New Year's resolution. Read some stuff.
Just the settings on your computer. Not even as long as a cereal box.
If you get a fancy one, it's already set up for you, Tom. I've never had a problem with my new MacBook.
Shut up, I've got a wind up.
You still have dial up.
Set.
Yeah.
Any of you ever kept a New Year's resolution?
No. Oh, no, I lie. I was celibate for a year.
By choice?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, no, I say that. No, men don't want to fuck me. So. It's just general. Just life, innit? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm a strong, independent woman.
I made that same resolution.
I'm so sorry that you don't have to buy me stuff. I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, I was celibate for a year. That was fine. My vibrator broke four times. Yeah. Men. Yeah. Well, no.
Do you want man A, man B, man
too
C,
much
or
issue.
None
next
of the above?
Too many quinny cocks. Too many quinny cocks. We need some more cocks in here.
Spoiling the broth.
Three.
Three vibrators.
Yeah.
It was a three vibrator kind of season.
Yeah, well. Size?
It doesn't matter.
Well, actually, I got an extra one for my birthday, so it was quite good. So. Yeah.
Someone bought
Treat
you
yourself.
Yeah, someone bought me a vibrator for my birthday that year. And
so when someone said, "What should I get you?" in, surprise me.
Yeah, basically it was like, "Okay, this is a surprise."
Oh, it's still in the box.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't used that one still. So.
Is it because it was a bit weird that your mate gave it to you, or just haven't got around to it?
I feel like girls sometimes just do that. Just look, Vic's like, "Yeah." Camera woman's like, "Yeah."
Have you ever been bought a vibrator then?
Vic on the camera.
She's been bought free.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you not experience this privilege?
No, there isn't anything we can. Have you seen what a flashlight looks like? No,
you can get like a John Robertson once bought a butt plug for a new girl that he was dating.
Yeah.
Which again, you'd know if you listen to any of the episode, Rich.
I mean, I don't think I'd need more than one vibrator.
At a time.
I mean, if I bought you a cock ring.
Yeah.
Would you not appreciate that? Like a vibrating cock ring?
Do you know what? I would probably... I think I'd enjoy it. I'd say thank you. And then I'd go away.
They would post it back to you with the remnants of his cock in an envelope.
Yeah. There would be flesh hanging off of it. Well done.
I prefer hats.
Cock hats.
Cock hat. Just a hat for the cock. There you go. There's your Christmas present.
Do you have to put your balls through it as well?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I want you to go away believing that.
So I believe.
Cock and balls.
It's all the way through it goes underneath the thing. Anyway.
Comedy? Okay.
Anyway. I don't know. And a vibrating one as well.
So yeah. Your New Year's resolution is to try cock ring in your own time.
My New Year's resolution was make sure that Keith doesn't have sex this year.
Okay. You're going to go around your cock blocker every year.
Just buy loads of vibrators.
Yeah, cock blocking these men. No, I'm joking.
Have like a gun belt.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Rambo dildo.
That's a really good name for marketing, like Rambo. Yeah. How does this always happen?
He's loving it. Look at him. He's got all pink. Is it because we're talking about sex?
Rambo. He's got four hits.
I think all audience should be one person and ideally He's very receptive.
The filthiest filmmonger in the room. You're never going to shock him.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I mean, it's only slightly less viable than the current comedy industry. Just John Robertson here for a bit.
That's it. Spin that. Go balls.
So you will stop talking. There we go.
What are you talking about? We're talking about
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, because it's the New Year's special of Comedy Arcade. Right. New Year's plans. Do you go out? Do you stay in? What's the vibe?
Party!
Didn't even flinch.
Straight out. I was once on the radio at midnight on Matt Ford's show.
Oh, cool.
And someone called in and we were fairly sure it was Tim Vine putting on a voice. but it wasn't paid, but they gave me a cab to the studio, cab to wherever I wanted to go, which was to a party. And a bottle of champagne. I had also bought a bottle of champagne and some ketamine. So I turned up at the party at 2 a.m. going, bitches! Double fisting and something in the pocket.
Do you not like doing gigs on New Year's Eve?
The best New Year's Eve I ever had, we were so fucked, we forgot about the bells and everything, and just cracked on through. It was like 4 a.m. We went, oh, Dad, shit, the bells.
What whiskey did you drink?
It was a very white Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know.
You haven't got the rights for this.
Oh, if it sounded anything like the original, I might be worried, but
yeah, we would sue you if there was someone.
No idea.
Bing who?
Bonnie Crisby.
What about you? So Fonzie, was that really your best best New Year?
One. We just cracked on through and suddenly went, that's shit, the bells. Anyway, another
A New Year's gig's just the worst, though, because it's just people looking for something to do rather than comedy fans.
Oh, there was one, I did a gig, and then it was with my ex-wife, bless her, lovely woman. And
she dead.
No, she's not. Yeah.
She died before they got divorced. It was very odd.
Yeah. Strange.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to dig to get the ring back.
Don't look at me, actually.
I finished the gig, but we got stuck in traffic, and so we ended up sitting in a lay-by, ringing the bells in and stood next to the car. Yeah, it's very nice. It's been a nice time.
That sounds so
party.
Sad.
Can't believe that relationship didn't survive. Electric.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Old Lang Syne with two people. Just both of you with your hands crossed, just staring at each other in the eyes.
Kissing some dude walking his dog.
Yeah. Well, last New Year's
kissed someone.
Last New Year's Eve, I was emceeing a gig in Camden at Camden Comedy Club, and I was talking to I was doing it crowd work, and I said to this couple, I was like, they said they were Jewish, and I completely forgot they said they were Jewish. And I went, how did you enjoy Christmas? Have fun? And everyone was just like, they're Jewish. They just don't enjoy it at all. But they had free Prosecco, so they were happy. And it finished at 11, so I was at home by midnight to celebrate.
Hi.
With a wonderful couple who get on my nerve.
Your
my parents. My parents, yeah. Happy New Year.
Actually, what happened most New Year's is I'm at my parents' house and just stay there after Christmas for a little bit longer. And the tradition is they'll fall asleep during Jules Holland. Yeah. And then go to bed. And then me and Sam will have a joint. They probably won't listen to this.
Oh, you have to follow us, though.
Right.
Yeah. So, a so joint of ham?
Just ham cooked in beef dripping.
Secret midnight snacking.
Maybe this year they may join you in the joint.
No.
I mean, I think we all realise, let's just live our best life.
Drugs,
so,
kids.
Well, you've got that home spa thing.
Let's not talk about that home spa as fucking, my dad.
No, not again.
I just want to check, those are the three words I heard in a row, weren't they?
And so say all of us. And so say all of us. Before we fucking you down.
But he's enjoying hello.
Can I just say, when the podcast came out, I was listening to it in my room and my dad walked in as we were talking about my dad. And he was just like, are you not talking about me on the podcast? I was like, yes. He was like, thank you, and then left. Yeah. Like he was so proud.
Damn straight.
Yeah, he should be proud.
Oh, I wish he wasn't so damn straight.
What was the question?
Our New Year's plans.
Oh, yeah.
Party!
It's Akiza's dad.
Not this again!
You brought this on yourself. Have we planned for this year?
Just not roasting on Sakisa's dad.
Well, it depends what we're allowed to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Sakisa's dad.
No,
that's something you are not allowed to do.
I am scheduled to be performing. That's what I'm scheduled to do. To make some moolah! Let's make some money.
It's the first year I haven't got a gig in New Year, so I don't know what we're doing.
There's still time, babe.
There's still time.
Okay, cool. Anyone listening to this, give me a gig.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
If anyone's in Leeds, I haven't booked a ticket home yet, so if you're booking gigs. And we're not currently tier three.
I just need to go on Facebook and just make an update and just, yeah. I'm free.
I'm free.
I am free.
Okay, excuse is busy. Tom is looking for gigs in Leeds. Good. That's last New Year.
What are you doing, Vic?
Yeah, what are you doing, Vic?
I don't know, actually. I should have prepared an answer. I genuinely haven't got a clue. We normally have a party, but that's not allowed now, is it? So even if I was going to have one, I wouldn't be telling you guys.
We're not being invited.
What time should we not be there? Yeah.
You can have an outside party.
7 to 7:30.
Yeah. Be late.
Yeah, it's not even a party. It's a podcast recording. So
it's work.
It's allowed. It's work. Yeah. Oh,
it's it does feel like work, doesn't it?
So if you set the microphones up wherever you go, I'm just working constantly. I'm like Annika Rice. My references are tight.
Unlike Annika.
He's dead. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's fine. New Year's plans. I think that's fairly covered. Right, so the next one is the worst gift you've ever received or given.
Oh, I gave someone a photo frame as a gift.
Did you put a photo in it?
No. It was one of these ones. It comes from, it's like, you know, like if you go to like Urban Outfitters, like, they got like junk stuff on the way to the tills. They've got bits and bobs in it. And it was this photo frame with little squares that you could put little photos in it. Okay.
We had set up for a photo complex.
I'm explaining the design of this particular photo frame. I'm not listening to your podcast.
Just like you did before.
It had little squares, rather than one big one, like a full frame. It was this thing, and I gave that as a gift to someone.
From Urban Outfitters.
I wrapped it.
Oh,
from Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
I can probably top that. I gave someone a photo frame, but from Poundland.
Wow.
Did you not want to be their friend anymore?
Because I'm classy like that. Because I am a classy South London girl.
Was there a nice frame?
It was brown.
I feel like you're trying to trick me. What else did you want from me?
Is that good?
It was brown. It was exactly like that, though. It had little squares. Like, you could put your family in it, your children.
Yeah, so why do you not back it as a gift? Do they not have any family?
No.
But all your friends, or you haven't got any friends yet.
Unless you put the time and thought to put photos in.
Yeah, that's right. That's where the plan fell down. I didn't put pictures in it.
What I normally do is recycle my gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, don't look shocked. It's what people do. Like, you get a shitty gift, you don't use it for a year. The next year, you give it to someone else.
Is that why she's got so many vibrators?
Yeah.
This is broken.
It's been sanitized and cleaned.
We've all got very good at rubbing things with Dettol wipes.
That adds a frisson, doesn't it? It's like original sauce.
Speaking of picture frames, my long-suffering ex-wife, I came out of the shower and I sat next to her on the sofa, and she was doing some work, and I was sat in a towel and I was mucking around. I put my glasses on my penis and I went, oh, look at that, Indiana Bones. She laughed and then she went back to her work, and then I took a picture of it and sent it to my mate Andy. I didn't hear back from him. I thought, oh shit, maybe I've offended him. Didn't hear back from him. Then in the evening, I get this thing back from Andy, and he said, oh, it's a photo. And it's now the picture I'd sent him, but it's now on a flat screen TV, and it's him pointing at the TV like that, going, And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really funny. Hang on a minute, that's not your telly. Where are you? He said, I'm at a party. This is now the entertainment. And then for Christmas that year, I received a TV-shaped picture frame, and he printed off that photo of him pointing to the TV with my penis on it. And that's yeah.
So how many unsolicited dick pics do you send to men you don't want to fuck?
Who said he didn't want to fuck him? Okay. Yeah. Free your mind, Tom.
I was reading between the dot and the
each
dick.
To their own. It's 2020. Let him live his best life, you know?
Easy out of bones. Now that is, you can take that to the bank.
Right. And I'll tell you how good that joke is, that my now ex-wife is a very classy woman. She's brilliant. She texted me recently and said, look, I know we haven't spoken for a while, but I just want you to know that Indiana Bones pops into my head and it made me laugh at work. I just want to say hello.
She meant mind, though, didn't she?
Yeah. Thinking about your yeah. cock makes her laugh, just, and she texted yeah. you to let you know. Wow.
Tapping into
she
one is, of the orifices.
What a woman. What a woman.
I discovered this.
I was given a bag of onions. For Christmas.
Sorry?
If someone had stopped
the I love
the French. Yeah.
I actually, on two separate occasions, I was given a bag of onions by a friend and then a bag of rice by a previous client. Who just thought I would want a big 1 kilo bag of rice. Like,
it's not even that big.
Yeah. Oh no, maybe not one. The massive no. ones.
That's three or five.
Yeah, then the massive one. Oh, the big one.
Okay,
the no,
okay. One's got yeah. a plastic handle. But
the onion
it's
one.
Have you heard about your onions? I heard about your onions.
No, so
like
the onions.
Massive biryani.
Rice. Yeah,
the onions
yeah.
came about where my friend basically had said that how she was going to have sex with this man, but she's got an onion fanny. And my question, and then the next day was, my question was heard, do you have sex with a man with an onion fanny? And then for Christmas, she decided to give me onions as a replica of her, as a metaphor for her vagina.
So is it because there's always more layers?
I don't think about
or
it.
Or because it makes you cry?
Or was it just a smell issue?
Banter conversation, and she was just
dusty
like,
skin,
yeah. Really she was just like, my vagina currently smells like onions, and I was just like, okay, that's too much information for
yes,
my life.
Too much information.
And now we talk about it.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yes. Yes.
I mean, you have to give it bonus points for that.
Oh, you need
point
for
I
that.
Do not.
Yes.
And I shall.
At least cancel out the resolution one.
I mean, that was funny.
I mean, the joke was definitely on you, though. She gave you a present that was worth like about 80 pence. And she was like, lol, it's an in-joke of ours about my vagina.
Yeah.
So you were like...
I was just like,
you were
thanks.
Done there.
I was just like, thanks.
What, did you get her? Him... Like a jumper or something?
I didn't buy a shit.
Let me out there. Give her half the onions back.
Yeah. I didn't get a shit.
Right, we need to narrow down this rice thing. I need to understand more.
Oh, yeah, the rice.
I don't know. So he had a rice cock and it was a joke.
No, it's not even that. She just decided as a thank you for the job that I did for her.
You deserve to be paid in rice.
Yeah. And I was just like, what do you want me to do with this? Like, I don't have children. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this big bag of rice. So it's still in the office. So...
It does keep quite well, though.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. You probably could have sold that at the height of the...
at the pandemic.
So you had all that rice and you did nothing about it. You just kept it in your office.
Oh, shit. Don't think about that. I'm not really a ricey kind of girl anyway.
So would you say that was the worst gift you'd ever received?
Yes.
Or was it the onions?
No, it was onions. I like it. It was onions. Listen, Jordan is having a heart attack in the corner.
He's having the best time.
You know what's good for heart health, John? Red onions and brown rice.
You're right,
there,
John. Let's point at John.
Oh yeah, for the listeners, we are all pointing at John.
Yeah, just take a photo of him. It'll be nice. And you must have had a bad present, Tom. Or given a bad present.
I gave a cheese board to my parents once, and I was like really worried. Like, they've got plates, but You know, like on a board to put cheese on,
middle,
right?
Oh,
one that had to be like
middle class problems.
Middle class prop. Sorry,
it's got a wire bit, so you can cut things efficiently.
And some isn't middle class. Some's upper.
No, don't be ridiculous. I'm lower middle, happy.
Is that because you live in London? Once you leave London, you're upper.
That's not how north and south work.
No. Leeds is higher up than London. Do you need resolution joke again?
That's a good cheese ball there with a wire.
Yeah, but I was like, oh no. But I was giving it to them both because it's really expensive. It's like £45.
That's God. So much for a cheese ball.
It's got a magnet bit on it.
Where
you put no, you put the other. How metallic are you, do you like your cheese?
I'm working
class. I don't understand the concept. Yeah,
so
just,
you got magnet with all the knives.
Oh right, yeah.
Good.
Yes.
I just don't understand why people give those kind of gifts out. Just
shady.
No, it just
all right, onions.
Thank you, Mitch. I just don't understand the concept of cheese. Like, cheese is a big thing in this country, and I really don't understand this. It's like, fucking love cheese.
I didn't really.
Yes, I mean, also, have you been to continental Europe? They're quite big on it as well.
I've only been to France. So
famously, quite cheesy.
And I did not eat any cheese. No.
I think you missed out.
I don't think I did.
No. She only likes mild cheddar. Don't get into it.
Thank you. She remembers. Yes.
Mild cheddar.
Yes,
oh,
mild dear. Cheddar.
1970s cheese.
You gave it a date?
Yeah.
A decade?
Because that was when I was a kid, and that was all we ever had in sandwiches. I didn't even have. I was saying this to.
Do you know I mean branch out to a Red Leicester?
No. I didn't have bad until I was 22.
I'll give you a point back.
Spicy
you.
For the white boy.
Oh, this is really good. Having my Rex in the morning.
I think you're putting it in the wrong end.
No, that's why I was allowed to have it.
Don't say rectum.
Anyway,
what's wrong? We've talked about everything else on this podcast. Exactly. We can't talk about rectums.
Onion fannies. Broken dildos.
It's my game.
Now, rectum's the one that I get booted off the show for.
No, we've got 10 more minutes. So.
I'd done all my construction last minute, and I rushed around and I forgot that I hadn't got my nan something. And so then this is so bad.
Friends.
I was in the supermarket and I bought her Sex and the City 2, the movie.
Did she have Sex in the City 1?
Nope.
How could she follow it?
Never mind. Yeah, I thought this is what I said in my head because I'm an idiot. I just thought because I hadn't actually seen what Sex in the City was. I'd never watched it. It's got sex in the title. Yeah, but I never watched it. I just went. Oh, women like that shit. I'll get her that. I thought.
Do you just think it was like? Females in the sea.
I thought it was like loose women.
No, but this is basically you saying that you know your gran less well than you do an imagined woman who likes generic woman things.
Yeah, basically.
That's surely she would have liked some rice.
Yes. Or some onions.
Or a photo frame of family pictures.
I reckon nans can get through onions.
Nan, I heard about your onion fanny.
You small chappy now, Mitch.
Actually, talk about that. I had to clean my nan's shower.
Right,
oh my God. I really was worried about where that was going.
Change the walls. Change the walls.
I bought my nan Sex and the City 2 on DVD. And yeah.
Turns out she only had a laser display.
It's not really my wife. that was another gift.
Did you get a response from her?
She just went, oh, thank you. And then Mum went, really? I didn't know.
It's like, oh, bad news, because you've got Sex and City 1.
Yeah. I don't even know what happened to it. I don't know when, but yeah, it was. I think that's another story that's brought up with Nan again. Drew Evil, Nan. Onion fanny, and then I run away.
Well, you can tell that story now. Next time someone's not happy with your gift, you can be like, well, let me tell you about my friend.
Yeah, you're lucky you got this.
She once.
Yeah.
Got onions.
I'm your funny friend.
Oh yeah, the balls in this. That would be turned for ages.
I'm not that.
I'm not even sorry. I'm just going to keep rolling it while I decide what to ask you. Worst job you've ever had?
How many do you want?
Well, start with one. We'll see how good it is. If it's good, we'll ask about a second one.
I used to work in a shoe shop.
Oh, no. Touch your people's
Yeah, I worked in a shoe shop for 8 years, and it was my first job. And dealing with kids and measuring their feet, people, and also like dealing with people and their feet is disgusting. Some people need to realize also that their sizes is the size that their feet are and not something less. People
are
love
aspirational foot people.
Oh, people love people
I'm
love
a four, and you're clearly a 12.
Yeah, no, literally, people love to put
I'm
their
a four
feet.
Wide.
Yeah, people will try and scrunch their big old feet. You're size 8,
Why?
Babe. Oh. Don't try to fit into a size 3. You're size 8. Don't do it. Oh, and then I had one woman actually who came into the store. You tried to do that. You tried to squeeze her big feet into a shoe. And she was walking. And you could see it was painful for her. And then she broke the heel in the store.
You break it, you pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the rules.
Yeah, she did. She was not leaving that store without paying it.
She just looked like the back half of a deer. thin leg.
What's the worst job you've ever had, Vicks?
Oh, God. I used to work in a vice kiosk in Tesco, which was cigarettes, scratch cards and condoms. But I quite enjoyed that, actually, because the condoms would never scan because the wrapper was too shiny.
Did you have, like, different sizes condoms? And did people have to specifically
yes.
say, I want the small ones?
There are different sizes.
Yes, Rich.
I didn't know that. I just thought they came in massive.
Oh, Rich Wilson, the cool dude with the massive knobs.
Well, it's Christmas, I'm gifting you.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Eve.
I should onion bag.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Actually, no.
Wary.
I used to work in the Senza, and the Senza was interesting. The bra shop that's no longer here in the UK. But men used to come in for like occasions like Christmas or Valentine's Day and be like, I want to buy like a bra set for my wife. She looks a bit like you. No. And we'll just point at your boobs and you'd be like, I don't think that's the case. And then like 3 days later, their missus will come in trying to return the shit that they bought because it's the wrong size.
She's also got breasts.
Yeah.
She has those things ramping out of the front.
Yeah. I'd just be like, babe, just look into the drawer and pick up a bra. Bring it with you. <That's>
I worked in an economy clothes shop once as well. So it was, you know, good value, which was astonishing how much theft went on, considering how cheap it was to just buy things. And sometimes you'd find people's pants in the changing room because they put new pants on and just walk out with them. And leave their old pants. That's a thing that they did.
Actually, no, someone did tell me that people would do that. If someone comes in buys one pair of underwear, it's because they've shit their pants or something.
Yeah, those people didn't even pay for them. They just waltzed out in the free pants. Left them there for me.
Wow.
Like, what are you going to do with them?
What I want to know is, did they put them back on the...
Yeah. Also, I don't need these now.
I wasn't paying them, so I just put them back on the shelf. I was once sick into a bin of new clothes because I'm so hungover as well. But I wasn't fired because I didn't tell them it was me. I just closed the box and left. I wasn't very good for retail. It wasn't for me.
How about you, Rich?
I've just done shit jobs. They're not really like.
That's the whole point of this question.
Yeah, but they're not. It's just kind of. I worked in a banana banana thing.
Worked in a banana.
I
in a banana.
I
did
a banana stand.
The money's
all
the time. It's fine.
Yeah, there's money in the banana stand. I worked in a banana packing place for 2 weeks, and you have to. And they would, at the beginning of the shift, they'd like the sort of bananas would come along, and they go, right, these are for Harrods, so you'd have to pick out all the immaculate bananas. And as the day went on, it would get worse. These are for this shop around the corner. They just were like these brown. Oh, you didn't know they were bananas anymore by the time I got to that point. But yeah, that, there's not really been anything.
Just that time you worked in a gay sauna.
That wasn't a bad job. In one of the rooms of the gay sauna, I did find a bag of Tesco value carrots.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I said to someone,
was there a bag of onions next to it?
Yeah.
Were there any missing?
But I said to someone, I said I'd be really offended if it was because it's Tesco value. Not even decent like Waitrose. Carrots.
You would expect people at a gay sauna to up their standard of carrots.
Well, apparently, it's because they're misshapen. So they're not your standard shaped carrots. And so someone obviously enjoyed, you know, some
strange root.
yeah. Good times.
I honestly thought I had suffered some bad jobs in my time, but my partner, I think, has probably the worst job, but he actually loves it. He's an M&M in an M&M world.
That's amazing. Wow. What colour?
Chocolate or peanut. Yeah, chocolate. Yeah. Or one of those crispy cups.
Strong view.
Exactly.
I stand by.
They now have almond as well.
What? What?
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, he's a blue M&M.
What's the story?
The blue bag is the crispy guns.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, yeah, he is.
Do you like him to keep it on when he comes in?
No. You can take that shit off. No. You can leave that at the door. West End Central London, thank you very much.
It's a way to maintain social distancing, though, to be inside a massive M&M.
Well, apparently, he can't do his job currently. So he's just like, yeah, he's just on.
Apparently M&Ms aren't key workers.
Yeah.
He's just freelancing now. It's like in the street, the costume he made himself.
By the Times Square Elmo.
It's getting more and more ratchet.
Yeah.
Just the Soho vagabond M&Ms.
Someone just buy some M&Ms!
None of you are oval.
Have you done any bad jobs, Tom?
I think I've told the story already on this podcast. The worst job I ever had.
Remind. Oh, yeah, you did, and you fucked it off because you were busy playing a evolved version of Monopoly.
Yeah. I've had other.
Exactly as it sounds. If you didn't hear that episode, guys, that is a shop synopsis.
I worked in a health food shop in Edinburgh because it was the nearest. A retail place to my house, so I can get there real quick. I don't really care about the tofu.
Health.
Oats. But everybody else there really wanted to work. They were like, oh, yes, these organic bees. But they let me play Bjork on the stereo, it's fine. Because they were all like, oh, God, when we had a rodent problem, they were like, put the humane traps down. Because really want to be humane. And I don't know if you know what they are. That's just glue.
Yeah. Oh,
that's just glue. And it's not humane. Because they went, Tom, you've got to deal with the Dewey's meat. His mouth has ripped its own leg off.
Kill this.
I'm like, what? Can you do it downstairs, though? Because there's customers. All right, I'll take his mouth downstairs.
It's a footless mouse.
Yeah.
actual humane, humane traps are this plastic thing. And then you put the food in the trap and then it goes in and then this thing shuts behind it, so it's trapped in this plastic tube. And then what you have to do, you have to take it a mile and a half away from your house and then let it free, otherwise it will come back. And that's, how does it know it's a mile and a half?
I think it forgets after a mile. I'm going home. Where was I?
Oh, he's singing. I will walk 500 miles. And...
So yeah, sorry. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, nice euthanasia was.
I think you should reshuffle. Nice. reshuffle.
Great mouse. Yes.
Right, we're going to go for the last category. Now.
Reshuffle all the balls. Reshuffle all the points. Can I play that? Reshuffle all the
points. Oh, when you swap it round.
Oh, well, it depends. Do you not think you've done a good job?
No. Oh, 12 points.
Okay. You said the very onion vagina. How could you be losing?
Why are we still sat here doing this?
It was 1 minute.
If you could take anything away.
John Robinson, pick a number between 1 and 3.
3.
Okay, so Kizzy, you've now got
Tom's
points.
Enjoy the resolution points.
And the last round. Do you know what? Because it's coming into 2021, and I want to learn some things. What's your favourite fact? I'm going to start with Tom Tex. I know you must have one.
We shall be here for another 3 hours.
Just
facts.
The one.
Just the one fact, yeah.
All I can think of is football, and the last time I brought football on, so you almost hit me.
Like, what's boring?
Wombats have cubic poos.
That's great. Why didn't you go with that last time?
Yeah, but I really wanted to say that Alan Shearer scored a hat-trick on debut for 3 different clubs.
It's boring. It earns you no points, but yeah, sure. We're just sharing now.
Cubic poos.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Because the bones they have in their bum to ward off predators from, you know, biting their bum.
It's cute.
So, like, weirdly shaped. Yeah. They have to force their poo out through this bony structure and their cubic poos.
See, that is a great fact.
The imagery is now in all of our minds.
I mean, they've got rounded corners. But yeah, as cubic as a die.
Okay, yes, yes.
A D6 for any nerds. Nice, yeah.
I think I'd be worried if I pooed out a cubic poo.
Is that your fact?
On a stag do, and outdoor showers, like it was like sort of, you know, like lodges, but with an outdoor shower and loo.
Yeah.
And after the second night, I got up and went to go to have a shower, and there was a shit in the shower.
Oh.
But everybody else was like, "Oh, principle of, you know, smelt it, dealt it. You shat in the shower." No! It's cubic, no.
Sakisa, just you?
But I know I didn't do that shit. Because I do not have the structural integrity.
Yeah,
it looked like a really long pine cone. Like, oh, that guy's getting fibre. That's not my shit. Pierre Novelli ended up cleaning it up. Because he's a hero, but I think that was his shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't otherwise, would you? You just wait for someone to quiet and clean it away.
Yeah. He who mopped it, dropped it. I'm just making things rhyme, doesn't make them true, does
it? I remember, I actually talk about
he,
that.
He who wiped it, swiped it.
He's going to look great on T-shirt. I was going to say our story, and I'm not going to say it because actually.
Go on. I worked at a hairdressing wholesalers,
and it was the first time I didn't know what the internet was. We didn't have it at home, and so the guy that worked there, he said, "Oh, it's the internet," and he was showing me all these it's absolute filth on there, and there's this and there's that, and I'm like, "Oh, great!" And then one night I was left alone in the shop. And I shut the shop and I'm like, oh, look at this internet thing they've been talking about. And I look, I'm like, oh my God, there's all these amazing things. And I ended up having a pleasure to myself and left the shop in the morning. I came back and the guy that worked there as well, and he came in. And then as I walked in, I saw that there was a tissue on the desk that I'd left.
Oh.
And I came in and, oh my God, and when he wasn't looking, I swiped it, put it in the bin, and when he turned around, he went, I thought that was yours. So it goes back to like the poo. He was so pleased. He was like, I'll clean that up. I was like, yeah, because you did it. Yeah. That's why I told that story.
Touched it without hesitation.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be the hero here, really.
Is that your fact? You wanked in a shop?
It's a fact of sorts. I did wank in a shop. It's not untrue.
Is that your favourite fact?
I'll go with yeah. And now it'll be someone else's fact.
It will, yes.
Which was some wanked in a shop.
Yeah.
Who?
On your Wikipedia. On your Wikipedia page.
It will just
that. Like that guy who was on the podcast with Sakiza.
Wanked in a shop.
You're right,
wanked in a shop.
Yeah. It was a shut shop.
Ripped the limbs off a mouse. Onion funny. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful facts.
What a day this has been.
If it ain't woke, poke.
There you go. I'm glad you said that, not me.
What a beautiful sentiment to go into 2021.
If it ain't woke. Poke.
If it ain't woke, poke.
That sounds terrible.
It should be. If it ain't woke, it's poke.
Oh, right, okay. Because what you described there was like some kind of weird type
sexual abuse.
Yeah.
They're not awake.
Poke it. Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
See, notice that with the mind that the men just went straight.
Straight
through.
White male proving himself. There's a fact.
After he's just talked about wanking in a shop.
Anyway.
So, if it's asleep, the date is cheap.
Oh my God. Comedy.
Yeah,
okay.
You
you've been listening to Comedy Arcade, taking you into 2021. Whatever you're doing tonight, hope you have a lovely time. We're going to go around now in case you want to hear from these people again or block them forever. Sakisa, where can somebody find you?
You can find me on Instagram.
Molesting sleeping people.
You can find me on Instagram. It's Sakisa Comedy. Spell S-I-K-I-S-A. Please don't spell it wrong. I will hunt you down and kill you. No, joking. Or it's Twix Comedy, which is easier actually on Twitter. Or you can follow me at Girl Code. I run a show called Girl Code, which is a comedy chat show, which I've plugged as if Loose Women was funny, because they're not fucking funny.
Some of them try.
Terrible. Right, Rich, where would we find you?
Loose Women tomorrow.
With Richard Herring doing a special. More airtime for men.
Yeah. For God's sake, equality is as well as, not instead of. I don't know why I said that out loud. You can find me everywhere, under your bed, down the back of your sofa. I'm on.
Wanking in a
warehouse.
If you see a tissue, don't pick it up.
It's probably his issue.
Yeah.
Find me online. I am Rich Wilson on Twitter and Instagram. I've got a podcast, Insane the Membrane and Fembrane. And I have a radio show on Islington Radio called Tuned Up Time Machine. Get on it.
Tom, what about you?
Hello. I'm Turley God across the internet. Please do add me on Pokemon Go.
Also add me.
Yeah, we send each other gifts. Please get yourself a historic brawl deck to play me on Magic the Gathering Arena.
Oh.
I can confirm. So Keita, you took over Tom's points, and you looked like you were going to win by virtue of that on 12, but then Tom told that story at the end that I really enjoyed, and he won on 13. So, but there wasn't a lot in it, but she only had 11, so
there was literally a point in it.
So that is Comedy Arcade for 2020. Thanks for listening. If you listened to more than one, if you didn't, you've got loads more opportunities next year. Happy New Year. Hopefully, hopefully 2021 is going to be better. It's got a good shot in it, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
I
reckon it's going to be alright.
I don't know. I think Brexit's going to have a word.
I think Godzilla's going to turn up.
I'm going to just roll the balls until the music plays.
The women are loose. It's probably no use.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you for listening to the Comedy Arcade New Year's Party. If you liked it, please remember to hit subscribe, tell all your friends, and if you really like us and want to see a good 2021 for us, rate us 5 stars from wherever you're listening. If you didn't like us, this has been Big Fat Quiz of the Year, and it's weird that you're hearing my voice, because obviously I wasn't on it, because I'm a female comedian.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.